From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Guatemala's Disaster Management Agency says at least 25 people are dead after a volcano erupted Sunday near Guatemala City, spewing molten lava and covering nearby villages in thick smoke and ash. Journalists and authorities said the death toll was expected to rise as more bodies are pulled from the ash. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports thousands of Guatemalans have had to flee the volcanic eruption.
The Guatemalan authorities say that they've now evacuated over 3,200 people from the towns and the hamlets that lie around the flanks of the Volcán de Fuego.
The Aurora International Airport reopened on Monday after it was closed due to the threat to planes caused by the ash. Does President Trump have, as he puts it, the absolute right to pardon himself? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The president says numerous legal scholars say he does. George Washington University's Jonathan Turley notes the Constitution doesn't say either way. It's silent on the issue of self-pardons.
That silence leads some of us to conclude that the president can grant himself a pardon.
Turley says while it may be legal, that doesn't make it right.
I hope that President Trump is simply speaking hypothetically and that he would never entertain such an ignoble and, in my view, self-defeating act.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Jordan's embattled prime minister submitted his resignation to King Abdullah II on Monday. The resignation comes amid widening protests over a planned tax increase and other austerity measures. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. In a 7-2 vote, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The decision turned on what Justice Anthony Kennedy described in the majority opinion as the commission's hostility towards Jack Phillips' beliefs, saying it was inconsistent with the First Amendment guarantee that our laws be applied in a manner that is neutral toward religion. But the court also made it clear it was not deciding the big issue in the case, whether a business can invoke religious objections to refuse service to gay and lesbian people. That, Kennedy wrote, must await further elaboration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Shortly before a suicide bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Muslim clerics gathered and had issued an Islamic ruling or fatwa declaring that suicide attacks are haram or forbidden under Islamic law. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Kabul police chief says the bomber detonated his explosives near the entrance of a compound where the religious body known as the Afghan Ulema Council was meeting under the traditional tent of the Council of Elders. The official says if the attacker had penetrated any deeper into the compound, the casualty numbers would have been significantly higher. Shortly before the attacker struck, the clerics had issued a fatwa against suicide bombings and urged peace talks to end the Afghan war. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Home Secretary Sajid Javid announced plans for a revamped counterterrorism strategy amid reports that dozens of convicted extremists will be released from prison this year.
We are piloting new multi-agency centres in London, in Manchester and the West Midlands to bring together the widest range of partners and improve our understanding of those at risk of becoming involved in terrorism.
As part of the program, domestic security services will be allowed to share information on people of concern with other government agencies, local authorities, and businesses. Saudi Arabia on Monday issued the first driving licenses to 10 women as the kingdom prepares to lift the world's only ban on women driving in 3 weeks. But the surprise move comes as a number of women who campaigned for the right to drive are under arrest and facing charges related to their activism. A government statement said the 10 women who were issued licenses already held driving licenses from other countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Lebanon, and Canada. They took a brief driving test and eye exam before being issued the licenses at the General Department of Traffic in the capital of Riyadh. International media was not present for that event. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.